It's so nice to see you here today. I'm Jean Lawler, your host on the Roads to Resolution, Closure, and Certainty podcast. You know, as we've been doing these podcasts, and as I've been mediating lawsuits, one of the things that keeps coming to my mind is how insurance seems to be such an unknown and maybe even somewhat frightening aspect of mediations if you're not an insurance lawyer and if you don't know insurance. Certainly you can try and figure it out, but I wanted today to start a little series here on insurance for mediation. And the first one, where do you start? Well, you start right at the very beginning, the policy itself. And so I thought I would try and share with you guys how to read any insurance policy in 5 steps. Right. You think, right. Well, it takes years to understand all insurance. And you may not understand that insurance policy you're reading, but you can learn to read any insurance policy in 5 steps because there are at least 5 basic things that every insurance policy includes. So we'll go over them quickly here today, and then we'll break some of them down in other podcasts. First of all, remember that insurance is a contract. An insurance policy is a contract, okay? So it's basic contract principles that apply. First and foremost of the contract is the declarations page, also known as the deck page. And again, I'm just talking about the policy itself. I'm not talking about the application for insurance or any of that. That can tie in as well to the overall available coverage, but we're going to keep it simple today. So the deck page. So what do you find out when you look at the declarations page? Well, you'll usually be able to answer the questions, who, what, when, where, maybe how and why even. So the first thing for the who question would be, who's an insured? Who's the named insured? Now, these insurance policies are filled with terminology that are defined definitions. And named insured is one of those, as well as insured and other things. But we're going to keep it simple, right? So looking at that deck sheet, the first thing is who's an insured? And then what's the nature, if it's a business policy, for example, what's the nature of the business or the risk that's insured against? Is it a business liability policy, a first party policy, a homeowner's, an auto, a specialty type of insurance policy? That will usually depend on the type of business that is being insured against. But the deck page will tell you that business and it will tell you the risks. What risk is it that is being insured against? That's on the deck page. And then it'll tell you the effective dates of the policy. It would apply to losses to which the policy's coverage would apply, generally that would fall within the effective dates of the policy. You know, January 1st of year 1 to January 1st of year 2, maybe. And again, there's always a little caveat. A claims made policy is different than an occurrence policy. So let's just talk general liability policies for the most part, occurrence policies, okay? We can talk about claims made another time. So what are the risks that are insured against? What is the effective date of the policy? And then the location that's insured against? And how much? What are the limits of the liability insurance for each particular type of risk that's insured against? Okay, so you see that. And then the next step then, after you've got that knowledge, is to go to the insuring agreement. The insuring agreement is the grant of coverage. That is where the insurance company will tell you what type of coverage they are providing. And if we're talking about a liability policy, for example, general liability, it would include, you know, generally like bodily injury and property damage that is caused by an occurrence. The property damage and bodily injury needs to occur during the policy period. Those are the effective dates again, et cetera. All right. So you look at the insuring agreement. And in a general liability policy for business, they'll have coverage A and coverage B. So, and maybe they'll have more, but just leave it at that for the moment. The third thing then, once you find out what the policy applies to, what the insuring agreement says, then you get to the exclusions. The exclusions, and they sometimes have exceptions, but the exclusions take away from the grant of coverage. So maybe the insuring agreement says, we're going to insure Gene for ABC. And then there's an exclusion says, oh, but we don't insure under this policy for C if it is because of, you know, X, Y, and Z, maybe. So there are limitations. That's where you find limitations and exclusions from coverage. And when I talk about coverage, I really mean indemnity, although liability policies have both a defense and an indemnity obligation. That also is for another podcast. So you look at the exclusions, you look to see whether or not there are exceptions to the exclusions. The exclusions are the burden of the insurance company to show that they apply. An exception to an exclusion is essentially another grant of coverage. It takes the exclusion out, if you will. Okay, so now you've looked at that. Well, you better also then go next to the conditions. That would be step four. Conditions are things like timely notice, all kinds of things. In cyber policies, for example, it may be that there are conditions that tie back to the application for insurance and the representations that were made in that application. Maybe you said, oh yeah, we back up our computers all the time, or we use two-factor authentication, or, you know, whatever. But if you don't and haven't been doing it, or maybe you did do it that day, but you're not doing it at the time of the loss, then maybe that would be a basis for there to be no coverage if a condition hasn't been satisfied. If timely notice hasn't been given, then maybe under the laws of a particular state, there would be prejudice and there would be no coverage. So again, every policy is unique and every claim is unique. And then you get to step five, the last step, and that's the endorsements. The endorsements change the coverage in another way, what was in the policy. They may add coverage. They may take away coverage. They may modify what was in the policy. So it's really like a jigsaw puzzle in a lot of ways. I always equated it to diagramming a sentence, like when you were in grade school and doing that for English class. So the endorsements are very, very important. And then ultimately, overall, the overarching thing are the definitions. They're not really a step in and of themselves because there are highlighted words in all throughout the policy, throughout the whole entire policy. And so as you're reading, you'll have to go look up what that word means. It's a defined term. And then that creates its own. But, you know, it can take hours to figure this out or to decide if there's coverage or not. But the bottom line, if you're coming into a mediation and you have an insurance policy that might be at issue or you're going to claim under or the other party does and you want to argue it, at the very least, these are the five steps, the five easy steps for you to be able to look at a policy quickly or even just peripherally, you know, to superficially to then know what further it is that you need to look at. So that said, that's how to read any insurance policy in five easy steps, no matter what the coverage is. So thank you so much for joining me today on Roads to Resolution, Closure, and Certainty. It's my pleasure, and I would love to have you follow me on LinkedIn, on YouTube, on the podcasts, you know, subscribe, and feel free to reach out to me. My email is jlawler@lawleradr.com. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.